With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration's drive to detain and deport illegal aliens will soon kick into high gear in multiple cities, according to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Chicago mentioned specifically, Democrat leaders there object, threatening to fight the administration. The administration was hoping to send a group of unaccompanied migrant children back home to Guatemala to be reunited with their parents or guardians. A federal judge has blocked the kids' departure for at least 2 weeks. Despite a recent court ruling that did not go his way, President Trump is standing by his tariff strategy.
President Trump is promising another round of tariffs on a category that's been spared so far, pharmaceuticals.
We want pharmaceuticals made in our country.
His trade deal with Europe includes a 15% drug tariff, and now the president is talking about duties of 200% for other countries to bring back manufacturing and secure supply chains. Last year, the U.S. trade deficit for pharmaceutical products was nearly $150 billion. President Trump says he'll delay drug tariffs for a year to 18 months to give companies a chance to stockpile and move factories to the United States. Jennifer King, Washington.
Numerous villages in eastern Afghanistan wiped off the map, almost 1,000 people killed by a devastating earthquake.
The 6.0 magnitude quake late Sunday hit a series of towns and villages in the province of Kunar near the city of Jalalabad in neighboring Nangarhar province, causing extensive damage. It was just 5 miles deep. Shallow earthquakes tend to cause more damage.
That's correspondent Charles Deladesma reporting. Today is Labor Day, and that means there's no trading underway on Wall Street. The stock market is closed for the holiday. After falling 92 points on Friday, the Dow will open tomorrow at 45,544. The Nasdaq tumbled 1% on Friday. This is SRN News. A lawmaker from Finland is going to court again.
6 years ago, Päivi Räsänen tweeted out Romans 1:27, which condemns homosexuality. She was then charged under Finland's laws on crimes against humanity. She's been in court ever since. Now, despite having been acquitted on the charges in 2022 and 2023, the state is appealing to the Finnish Supreme Court in a case that will be heard in October. Religious freedom advocates say the country's hate crimes laws are absurd. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court says she will not seek re-election, creating an open race for a seat on the court that's already controlled 4-3 by liberals. Justice Rebecca Bradley's decision not to run for a second full term comes after conservative candidates for the highest court in the battleground state have lost each of the past two elections. Several high-profile issues could make their way to the Wisconsin bench in the coming months. This is SRN News. Secretary of State Marco Rubio posted on X that U.S. aid is essentially being shuttered and congratulated White House Budget Director Russ Vogt for managing the process.
Rubio said in the post, quote, USAID is officially in closeout mode. Russ is now at the helm to oversee the closeout of an agency that long ago went off the rails. The 1974 Impoundment Control Act gives the president the authority to propose canceling funds approved by Congress. Congress can, within 45 days, vote on pulling back the funds or sustaining them. But by proposing the rescission so close to September 30th, the White House argues that the money won't be spent and the funding lapses. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Former New York City Mayor and Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani recovering from a fractured vertebra and other injuries following a weekend car crash in New Hampshire. New Hampshire State Police say an SUV driven by a Giuliani aide was struck from behind by another vehicle driven by a 19-year-old woman Saturday evening. More details at SRNNews.com.